pleasure to be here. You know, it's the first time that I've been invited onto a stage to use the F word. Four-letter F word at that. Fred. He's frugal. That's what the F is for. He ran for re-election. There's the R. And he made his exit. That's the E. And as you all know, Fred is Dutch, and he's very proud of being Dutch, and of course, that's the D. Now, Mayor Bob Rutina might disagree, which would be, of course, totally out of character for Bob. He would say that the D is for defeated, and what a coincidence, there's a D in Deanny as well. Ending stadium debate that felt like it lasted years, right? Yeah. Fred is so Fred is so frugal, in fact, he took a 28-day process and stretched it into 417 days. did we mention Fred's wanting to put the LRT on a one-way street? I don't know. There's a word for that. I think it's ridiculous. You know, when Fred first became mayor, he was very clear that he didn't want to be a full-time mayor. And in November, the voters gave him his wish. He's Hamilton's own Frank Sinatra, though. Old blue eyes. He did it his way, right? And Hamilton flew him to the moon. Now, Fred is CEO of the Canadian Urban Institute now, which is a great organization, and it's kind of ironic that he had to lose an election to get a better job. And it's going to get even better for Fred. You know, it's all fuel for Fred's next major jump into politics. His next major goal, of course, is to become a member of the provincial parliament for the New Democrats coming this year. Fred's too stubborn to admit that this is true. He won't even admit that he loses at squash games to Terry Cook. Or have you guys switched to handball now?
No,
squash, very good. In fact, when Fred loses to Terry, he gets a little bit upset, and so he unleashes his secret weapon. He calls over Bob Rutina and asks him to wheel a pen over at Terry. Just in case you're wondering why Fred has those ink stains all over his shirt. Anyways, there's a multitude of good things that I could say about Fred. In fact, a number of them were on the screen and some of the contributions that he provided for our city. But in the interest of time, you might just well ask Fred what his contributions are. He's very proud of them, and I think we all are as well. Anyone will attest that the new mayor has very big shoes to fill, and also quite a big hat. Congratulations on your good work at the city, Fred.